It couldn't be morning. What was that sound? Go away. Ah, sleep. Must have sleep, he thought. Zeno awoke just enough to the sound of shopkeepers opening up. It was a morning in September, just cool enough, and his windows were open to the sounds below and the smells. Oh, the smells of Venice. Zeno knew there was nothing better in life than mornings in Venice, or so he thought. He had never actually lived anywhere else, but knew in his heart to be true. There is community. People strolled everywhere. There are no cars to speak of. No need, really, but a good boat or access to one is a must. La barca, boat in Italian. Gondolas are for tourists. Boats are for the everyday people, and Zeno's supplies will arrive today by boat. He must rise and meet the day. The smells of the morning, though, keep him in his bed just a little longer. What is it this morning? The fritto? The fugassa? Zeletti? He knew the aroma wasn't his favorite, for it smelled different. Zeno loved fried cream, a small rumble of breaded, then fried, custard. Oh, yes, beans of the dead. That was the aroma this morning. Little sweet treats, most generally baked on the day of the anniversary of the dead in early November. Beans of the dead are too simple to make, really. Egg white, sugar, and pine nuts or almonds. Then the specific aromas are added. Vanilla for white beans, itermus for pink beans, and cocoa for brown beans. Zeno lives above a bakery, mixed in with other shops located side by side along the narrow tiled alleyway, or carte. The shopkeepers are talking. Good morning, they greet each other. Buongiorno, they say. Buongiorno. It will be a nice day. The carts they push along the carte with supplies, they make a special noise on the cobblestone tiles. Just another day in paradise, Zeno thought. His room is small, as is his apartment, but just large enough. He lives alone and likes it that way. His family, parents, are all within walking distance. The walls are plaster white, given color by the heavy brown beams that crisscross his ceiling. Other colors added to his room are the checkerboard tiles on the floor, every other one brown and white. Zeno is soon up, dressed, and out the door for coffee at a nearby negozia and Frito. He's never a heavy breakfast eater. He thinks it interferes with his work at a shop just down the carte. Zeno Bianchi is a shopkeeper too, you see, an artist, actually. Zeno crafts brass door knockers and operates a generations-old foundry, working with his father and brothers. He's the designer at the family-owned shop. Lionhead door knockers are the most popular. Buongiorno, he says, greeting his brothers who are arriving. Buongiorno, Zeno. It'll be another nice day. Another day in paradise. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.